parents or grandparents, anything that I haven't asked you that, that you can think of that might be relevant to this, interview? Anything you can think of that, I haven't touched on?
I believe I've answered just about everything, other than this. Now, when Brother Henry became 21 years old, he left the farm, he went to the mill and went to work. I stayed on the farm. And from then on up until 1936, well, I didn't leave the farm then, I took a part-time job, part of Friday and all day Saturday. And I worked that way 4 years. That's when Cole and I married. And someone says, boy, you'll never make it. I said, I got a living at the house. I'm not worried about what y'all are talking about. I mean, the difference with me. I said, my living's out there every day. He said, what are you talking about? I said, I grew just about everything we use. I got my hogs, I got my milk and butter, chickens, I got corn, I got wheat, grow my own syrup, got sweet potatoes. I said, what am I worried about?
Have you ever made your own syrup?
Yes, ma'am.
How did you do that?
Well, you have a big old wide, long kettle. After you grind it up under the mill with the mule.
What do you grind?
That's just the cane stalks, you know. You had the sorghum, and then you had the ribbon cane. Of course, the ribbon cane was larger than the sorghum. And of course, it wasn't as long or tall. But you run it through this machine, press the juice out of it, and it goes down to your cooker over here. You just fire that thing up and run so much juice in that pan. And when it goes to boiling right, you double it back, and then you start cooking. As you come on out, your last two bends at the front, right-hand end of it, that's your cooking part. You have a hole in the side and a little concern running out so long from it, it goes in your syrup can, bucket. We cooked a menu gallon that way. Yes.
Did you have your own apparatus?
No, ma'am, I didn't have my own. No, it was on the neighbor's place. Well, that's where I learned how to cook. I was, you know, up there around then. And maybe at dinner time, some of them said, well, have you done any dinner? Oh, yeah. I said, how about letting me run these? Well, I'd take over what he's doing, and that's the way I learned how to cook. Just, you know, by watching the regular cook up there. It's very simple, but you have to keep your eyes right on it. You can turn 1 second, and you've ruined it.
You plowed for years and years, I suppose, with a mule.
That's right.
And a hand plow. What are, when you started to harness the mule in the morning, what do you call all of those things that you hitched him to the plow with?
Well, when you put the bridle on him, brought him out of the barn, out through the lot to the outside, you went to the, what we call a little gear house. You put the collar and the hames, the lines and the traces. That's what fastens in the collar, what it pulls by.
Okay.
It's little strips of wood so long with a certain curvature in it. About, I'd say, well, they go close to 2 foot.
Uh-huh.
And they got what you call a loggerhead on the side, a little, anyway, you run, it's a link, really. You run this link through your chain, and it goes around over here and turns and fastens in your loggerhead. A little double hole concern. That is on each side. Then up above it, you had a ring for your line to go through. And on your trace, you had a little leather about so wide, about this long. It went around your
about
line. Went,
how wide and how long? About?
Oh, I'd say about 8 inches long, about an inch to an inch and a half wide.
Mm-hmm.